I think the last we play Thursday, so Saturday, Sunday, Monday were good hard days, and yesterday the players with a day off, a chance to rejuvenate, recharge a little bit, and now we'll kind of round more into making sure we're working towards getting them emotionally and physically ready to play a football game on Saturday evening. So, but I thought we had three good hard days of work. The temperature was great, cooperating, humidity and so forth, so that was good work for us over those 3 days, and it came out of it in pretty good shape. But we'll push forward now. We should gain some players back to practice, which will be good, and as we move into this next preseason game. And so kind of looking forward, looking at the Titans a little bit, I think the thing that will be great is they're, I think, a very effective football team running the football. They seem athletic and execute well up front in the offensive front group, and that's good. We obviously have a great back in Chris Johnson, and the quarterback will move and extend play, so that'll be great work for us. And then looking at the defensive front group, it's a strong group, explosive, good, athletic, and be a great challenge for us. So looking forward to, again, going out and having our guys, you know, play fundamentally sound and really go through and execute the things that are important to us.
Do you actually start game planning then a little more on these things, or just take it as it comes?
No, I give the coaches a plan of what I want to do back in June. You know, here, this is what I want to do the first week, this is what I want to do the second week, and then go for it. So their insertion and everything kind of follows that plan. So we really don't game plan for any preseason game. But we just follow a plan of insertion and so forth, and want to make sure these things, we put these things out there. And, you know, we may practice some things and never, you know, run the particular offense, defensive, or special team snap in the game. But we do go through and we want to practice things that way, because we want the guys to, the young guys to be able to go out there and play without having to worry about what ifs.
How far along are you from an installation standpoint? I mean, is it pretty complete?
I think football's probably changed a lot since, Dave, you were involved in it's, you know, if it's 1 day of practice, we're good. If it's 2 days, we're good, because that's all we worry about. We don't go any further than that. Every day is a new day, and that's the way it is. There's not a, they're not handed a playbook and say, learn this. They're handed installation each and every day, and that's what you go forward with.
Coach, does the actual end of training camp technically being tomorrow change anything for you anyway going forward, or not really until the season starts?
I don't understand your question about the end of training camp. Well, I think the end of training camp literally is your end of your preseason, for that matter. So, to, I guess, answer your question. So I don't think it changes any different.
You've always said whenever you came back from Georgetown, you'd say, well, you know, we're still in training camp. So.
Right. We've not changed. We're, you know, the schedule may change a little bit. Sometimes where a guy sleeps at night may be a little different. But, you know, I think it's still training camp, and that's part of the preparation process. Yeah, it'd be great to be at home, I think, and kick the season off here at Paul Brown Stadium. Hopefully we got a great night. If it's anything like the last couple nights at night, it'll be a wonderful night of weather and a lot of fun. You know, we're getting the opportunity to play at home, and the guys will be excited about that. And we've got to go out and, you know, as I said earlier, looking forward to going out and being us and executing our things on offense, defense, and special teams.
The same plan with the quarterbacks, or might you flip Josh and John to play them with different guys or anything like that?
You know, we'll have different combinations of people, yes.
How different, how similar, I know you mentioned it earlier that the preseason schedule, you know, had some unique challenges to it. Obviously, you mentioned Tennessee up front, the way they try to pound the ball maybe a little bit more than the Falcons may have it schematically, that sort of thing. Anything else real different from?
I think you see more more pressures and things like that. This is a team that's, you know, that's growing, and they've got a lot of young guys, a lot of young talent, they're trying to figure out their own personality that way. So we have to continue just to be ourselves and do what's important for us to do, and play our style of game and our style of football. So I think it's a great challenge, particularly for that defensive front group right away, and our defensive guys, the 11 guys on defense, and 15, 16 guys that are going to play the majority of the football for us throughout the season. It's a good challenge for us in this football game. Well, I don't think we're evaluating the schematics of it as much as we're evaluating the players, you know, that way. I mean, there may be revisions and so forth that you do and you like, but I think you can get a pretty good feel for that on the practice field most of the time. But I think it's a matter of the execution of the technique and so forth that way. If you're supposed to step with that inside hand and foot, let's make sure we get that foot and hand down the way we want to do it. Or conversely, on defense, I'm supposed to be in a particular leverage. Let's make sure we get to that leverage point and get that executed that way, and then get my job done. I think going forward from that.
Coach, did anybody in the Atlanta game in a second or third string situation warrant a look against or with different personnel packages now going forward into a second preseason game?
Yeah, I think you always have some guys who say, all right, let's, you know, he did it against these guys who may not be there in September, so let's elevate him a little bit and let's see him play against some other guys. Let's see him play more with our regular group of players. But yeah, I think there's always a guy or two that you want to push up a little bit more and get him some more snaps. And you know, when we go back through after the game and we look at the number of snaps each player played, you know, hey, this guy only played 10 snaps. Let's make sure he gets 25, 30 this week and so forth. But, yeah, I think there's a lot of that always.
I know it's just a preseason game, but is it safe to say guys that weren't really available for Monday's practice would be iffy for action in this game, or is that not necessarily the case?
It's probably more on an individual basis, so I don't – Monday's a long time ago for me. Yeah. But, you know, that way. And really, our point for the week was, after we came back from Atlanta, is today the day was the day that we wanted to we pointed to getting guys back out on the field. What was today, that with an off day yesterday, that we would certainly, you know, just hold them through yesterday and have a good opportunity for them to have some more time. So we didn't, particularly if it's a soft muscle tissue or a soft tissue injury or something like that. Yes.
How's AJ? AJ's
doing great. Somebody said it was great just on the show last night. He's doing well, so impressive. Doing good.
In terms of fullback between Orson and John, how's that battle going?
It's good competition of things. You know, really good competition.
You guys are going up to Dayton Monday. What do you like about doing that kind of moving operations?
Well, I think it, number one, that's kind of one of your days that, you know, when you come back and you begin to practice, you have practice after you've played a preseason game. You know, we got to get the energy level up, so it's good to take the show on the road and get the energy level up, new people. I think it's great for the fans up in that area to get out, and they don't get an opportunity to see a professional football team practice and do things that often. So we'll have a chance to get out and practice. It's good for our guys to have to adjust, move on. We'll go, we'll practice, we'll sign autographs, we'll come home. And so, you know, I think that's a good day for us.
Are there any challenges inherent?
No, it's pretty simple. The operations people kind of take care of everything, and we'll get on the buses here and get off the buses there and go.
Any reason why Orson played only, I think, 8 snaps on Thursday?
Ooh, you're off a couple, but that's good counting. You're doing your homework. I like that.
Was it something where just he was struggling and brought John in?
He wasn't struggling at all. It's just the timing of the game. And John got to play a lot more because at the end of the game we were in different personnel than we were when Orson was up and going. So, no, it's just a matter of the way the snaps unfolded. It's hard for me to keep track of 74 guys and how many snaps they play. But I try. I know if not, you'll catch me up on it, so that's good.
The league does that, too.
I don't really worry about the league, Joe. I'm more concerned with you.